relax.
No more last call for
alcohol.
Drank Chris all night, ball till you fall. No more limits on the ATM. So you can floss all.
It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champs Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
Well, as I said, Champs Wednesday means a couple things. Good food, good sports talk, and Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. My man, you're eating healthy today. Got a salad over there for you. How have you been?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. It's summer. You look like you're enjoying it. Got a little bit of a tan on you, sporting the Hokies orange and everything. So you look like you're enjoying ourselves while I'm cooped up in here in a talk studio. But we just got to live our own lives,
that's
right?
That's all right. That's
all right. Well, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, checking out some of his articles. The one I was reading the most about, it wasn't who has been recruited, but who has not been recruited. And if I remember correctly, last time we were talking about this, you said you expect a quarterback or two to sign at the next camp in July for that Tech is holding. How much have the Hokies, though, already missed out on quarterbacks right now?
Well, you know, they missed out on three guys like Kevin Newsom, Taj Boyd, and Bren Renner, who are the top three quarterbacks in the state. And they also missed out on Quentin Hunter, who possibly could be a quarterback at the next level, but so you know they did miss out on their top quarterback targets, and that's really the only position that concerns me in this quarterback in this recruiting class. I think they need to find a capable quarterback, but you know it's still very, very early in the recruiting process.
I got to ask this question. This is the question that always gets to me. Looking at this list, which guy is the one 2 years from now that we're going to be reading about and wondering what if we had got him?
You know, that's a good question. You know, you could make an argument for all those guys. I kind of want to say Bren Renner, but that quarterback down at North Carolina, T.J. Yates, he's only going to be a sophomore this year. You know, he's still got plenty of time down there, so I don't know. It'll be a while before Renner's able to crack that starting lineup down there. You know, Taj Boyd going to West Virginia, obviously. You know, once Pat White leaves there, the door's gonna kind of be open. So you know, I think I might go with Taj Boyd on that one.
All right, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now stopping in on Champs Wednesday here on ESPN Radio. And speaking of Champs Wednesday, Chris, you are the man who knows the most about Hokies that I know. So why don't you give a trivia question to the listening audience? If they get it right, you guys call in and you guys can get a lunch for two to Champs Sports Bar and Cafe. But you got to beat Chris because he's got a pretty good question this week.
Okay, my question this week is about Frank Beamer's first season in Blacksburg, 1987. Who was Virginia Tech's defensive coordinator? He's a very well-known head coach in college football right now, but he was Frank Beamer's defensive coordinator here in Blacksburg for that 1 year. Who was he?
Toll-free 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. Lunch for two to Champs Sports Bar and Cafe, 540-961-1430. Let's go back to the list right now, though, Chris. Only one offensive lineman was on that list that I saw. Is that a position that coaches aren't too worried about right now?
Yeah, I think Tech loaded up on offensive linemen so much the last couple of years, and they look to be really quality linemen. I don't think that it's a huge deal right now. You know, Tech is still after Morgan Moses, who's a five-star player out of the state of Virginia. And, you know, there are a couple other guys out there that they could possibly end up with. And, you know, plus it just goes back to limited scholarships. You can only sign so many guys at each position this year.
Right. I know limited scholarships, and I know we can't get everybody. I know that, but you want everybody. You want the top-tier talent. It's just part of being us. Virginia Tech is right now, you know, tops in the ACC, one of the best schools that you can go to, you figure. I have to wonder, why are so many other people going elsewhere when they're getting these kind of offers from us? Other than family ties, why has Virginia Tech fallen behind a little bit this year?
You know, that's a good question. I think part of it is, you know, they really wanted to be sure on a lot of these guys before they extended scholarship offers. You know, I mean, when you have limited scholarships, you know, you can't afford for half of your class to be a bust because you didn't do your homework evaluating them. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, you've got to really be careful. And, you know, ultimately, I think this is going to be a very quality class for Virginia Tech. You know, I think the only question mark right now is at quarterback.
We got a caller on the line, Dave from Christiansburg. Dave, say hi to Chris Coleman.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Doing good, Dave. How about you?
Not too bad, man.
Let them know the answer to your question, and Champs is all yours, man.
The answer, I believe, is Ron Zook.
Yep, that's right. Correct. The Fighting Illini head coach. Got him to the Rose Bowl this past year. Not quite sure they deserve to be there, but he's definitely making a big splash up there.
Hey, Dave, congratulations, man. Enjoy the Champs gift certificate, all right?
That's awesome. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Dave from Christiansburg, Ron Zook. So somebody stumped Chris Coleman. Look at that. Hey, quick question for you, man. Look, you know recruiting. You know it pretty well. And I'm sure you don't agree with every recruit that comes in here. You're probably like, ah, you know, we could have gotten this guy instead or something of that nature. Anyone right now that's being eyed up, a guy you say, you know, I'm just not a big fan of him. Is there that guy out there that is just not pushing you the right way?
No, I don't think so. I'm generally fine with anybody Tech signs. I mean, obviously, these coaches have a track record of winning games, and their evaluation skills, I think, are top-notch, you know, for the most part. So everybody they sign, you look at and say, on paper, he looks like a good recruit, you know. So you never find any arguments about me of whether Tech offers a guy or not. You know, I mean, there have been times in the past where they've had to offer some guys late that probably had no business, you know, with a Division I A scholarship, but that's because they missed out on their top targets, you know, beforehand. But at that point, you know, you've got to fill out the class and you need players. You know, you're really not left with any choice at that point.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. If you have a question for Chris, give me a call. Toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. In the last month, you wrote an article about Tech's class being one of the best, you know, being a very productive class. Any extra pressure now for this next class coming in, or is it usually just the same, even though you just had such a productive one leave?
I don't know if there's any pressure or not. I think Tech is at the point right now where you can pretty much expect them to contend for the ACC championship every year. You know, they lost so many players, but they're the 100% favorite to win the Coastal Division this year. I don't expect anybody else to pick another team to win the Coastal this year except Virginia Tech. And you know, I'm not giving any consideration to anybody else right now except for Virginia Tech and the Coastal Division, despite all that player turnover. So I think the Hokies are entrenched enough as a program where there's a winning attitude in here and all the players expect to win.
You can obviously find your article on TechSideline.com. In that article, you know, you made the point, look, don't panic. Some people, you know, even though it's a limited amount of scholarships, they don't like that where Virginia Tech is right now. They'd rather have all these big names. And I guess you can understand that with the low numbers of recruits. Are the Hokies still in a good place currently? Are they all right where they're at right now in recruiting?
Oh, yeah, they're fine. You know, I think they're going to have another camp. I think it's July 12th, and I expect half the class to be filled up, you know, there, after that camp. You know, they'll put some more offers out, and they'll have some more commitments. And I don't think they don't have a lot of spots open now, but they'll probably only have 3, 4, or 5 spots left after that camp. And, you know, they're gonna hold spots for certain players. You know, like Morgan Moses will always have a spot. Logan Thomas will always have a spot. David Wilson will always have a spot. But I expect most of the recruiting to get done by the end of the summer, as usual.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now on The Final Word. It's Champs Wednesday on ESPN Radio, AM 1430. In a recruitment class, you know, sometimes it's always like that draft question, best player or the position needed. In a recruitment class, which one is it? For Virginia Tech, best player, you know, best position, are we looking for a running back? Are we looking for running backs, or is it, hey, just get the best athlete?
Well, obviously, there are guys out there. I'm not sure Tech necessarily needs a running back this year because they've already got, you know, a couple of redshirt freshmen already in the program. They've got a very talented top 50-type recruit that's going to be enrolling this year in Ryan Williams. But when you have a guy like David Wilson, who's one of the top 5 running backs in the country, and he's right here in your own home state, just 2 hours away from campus, you've got to offer that guy because you can never have too many tailbacks.
You've gotten a chance before to talk to these guys, you know, kind of get what goes through their mind, what goes into making their decisions. Is there one thing that stands out in what makes their decision? Is it the education? Is it the success of the football program? How close it is to home? Is there one thing that usually sticks out above all else in most situations?
I think it's just feeling comfortable. You know, obviously, when guys narrow their lists, you know, they're going to choose success. You know, good prospects are going to choose successful teams. But when they narrow that list to, let's say, 5 very successful programs, it's going to come down to the coaching staff they feel just most comfortable with, most at home with. And when they go visit the campus, it's just going to come down to the place they feel most comfortable at. You know, now obviously some staffs are better at recruiting than others are, but you know, I think that's I think that's true for most throughout college football. Guys are going to go where they feel the most comfortable a lot of times.
Is our success, which puts us above everybody else, is there anything else that you would say puts us up there?
You know, I think Tech has a very good recruiting staff with a lot of contacts in the state of Virginia, and Tech's able to lock down the state of Virginia. They have coaches that have relationships for years with these high school coaches, and it makes it easy to recruit.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. He does it every Wednesday on Champs Wednesday on ESPN Radio. My man, thank you as always. Enjoy the week.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
All right. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com on the final word. It's ESPN Radio AM 1430. We're going to get off to another break. A couple segments left to go. When we get back, Tiger Woods done for the year. What happens to golf, and how impressive now is it what he did in the U.S. Open? We'll get into that and more when we get back on ESPN.